Hello, Cleaning Nation. Today we have a really special guest in my new international friend, Shamim Rajani. And yes, it took me a lot of many repetitions of the ability to say that right. And I'm probably still getting it almost half right. But Shamim started her company, Genetech, 13 years ago and has grown in Pakistan, has grown to more than 50 employees as a female in Pakistan. These folks do all sorts of web development, website applications, graphic design, anything technical, or I shouldn't say anything, but almost everything technical on the web. They can even integrate landing page software like ClickFunnels, which is what I use, with email autoresponders like AWeber or MailChimp. So basically all the funnel stuff that we teach, Shamim and her team can help you actually implement if you are like me and don't want to figure out how to do that on your own. So I asked her to be on the show because her company actually just finished our logo and website redesign, and we absolutely love it. I've worked with many overseas vendors, and Shamim's the first one I've invited on the show because she's the first one that has just done a great job. We had very little bumps on the road, and we did. She was able to take care of it. So I wanted to introduce you to her and have that same opportunity. So if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you'll be able to see her latest handiwork with us. If you want to get a hold of Shamim and her team, you can get them at Genetech, G-E-N-E-T-E-C-H. It's like Gene Tech if you're spelling it, G-E-N. eTechSolutions.com, or Shamim has actually been kind enough to give me her email address to give to you guys so you can get a hold of her directly, and that's Shamim, S-H-A-M-I-M, Shamim.Rajani, R-A-J-A-N-I, Shamim.Rajani at Genentech, or not Genentech, Genetech, yeah, not Genentech, Genetech. You're killing me over there, Shamim. Not only is her name hard for her personal name, which is fine because it's a different culture, but she had to pick a name for a website that's killing me as well. Genetech Solutions, if you want to get a hold of them, it's GenetechSolutions.com or Shamim.Rajani at Genetech Solutions. Enough of me making a mess of the English language. Shamim, welcome to the show, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. I'm really happy to be here and, you know, to be talking to your audience.
Yeah, glad to have you. And again, the reason I'm having you on is for a couple of reasons. One, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, our live events. We try to get stuff done, right? As opposed to just talking about things, we want to get it done. And when we first started at the live events, we were trying to teach everybody or give everybody the tools to do all the funnels, right? So there's a couple main funnels that you need, client attraction and employee attraction, right? And you want to take them through the funnel of I barely know you to I know you a little bit to now I like and trust you to now I want to come in for an interview or have you do a bid to, you know, a whole funnel that's automated to get people to go from strangers effectively to employees or customers.
Absolutely.
So that's great. And we have all the we have all the kind of feedback on how to do that in terms of copy and what page to put when and all that sort of stuff. And everybody seemed to get that and wasn't really having a big problem with it. And that's great. The problem came in when I said, okay, now set up your ClickFunnels account, set up your AWeber account. If you actually want to do a full website, let's do it in WordPress, set up all this stuff. And their eyes just glazed that they were done. It was just done, 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 done. And there was two problems. One, either they had to do it, which they just weren't able, or two, it would be thousands and thousands of dollars. And the website that we did, just so you look at it, was a couple thousand dollars, but probably half what it might have done if we did in the States. Or they'd have to pay someone. They're like, I can't afford that. So Shamim has been the only kind of tool I found that A, does what they say they're going to do, and B, did it at a price that I could afford and most of Cleaning Nation could afford. So anyway, that's why you're here, Shamim. Tell us about, first of all, I'm dying to hear your story of you are, I'll just admit it, the one Pakistani woman that owns a company of 50 employees that I've ever met. So I would love to, I'm sure the audience would love to hear that story. Talk to us.
Okay, so thank you so much. Pakistan is most of Pakistan is basically agricultural, but a big part of Pakistan is also doing a lot of work in IT. And so women, recently for the last 2 years, women have been coming into IT, but when I started 13 years ago, there were very few women in the IT. So it took me some, you know, effort, some courage to get in there. But then there was also this opening for me as a woman to step in and do what I wanted. So we basically started training in web development. Web was very new in Pakistan at that time. And I really like to do new stuff. So I just started picking up web development and then went on to doing open source solutions like WordPress and stuff like that and ClickFunnels for marketing. Then we went on to mobile applications and right now we're doing blockchain. So blockchain is the newest around the corner and that's what we're basically learning and getting into. So I really like to experiment with new stuff. It's been hard being in Pakistan as a woman, but it's not, nothing is that difficult. I mean, if you put your heart to it, you can really break through it. And I have, and right now the air in Pakistan is pretty modern. It's pretty women friendly. Girls and women are constantly coming into the sector, and we're having a good, ratio of male versus female into the IT sector. So that's good. But me and a couple of other women, we are like pioneers in Pakistan. So yeah, when people come and see me, like I had somebody coming in tomorrow, and when they see me sitting on the CEO's chair, for a second they'll jump, and then they'll sit down and they'll say, okay, we get it. But yeah, so that's fun. But that's it. That's how it is. But it's been a roller coaster ride. But it has been a lot of fun and a lot of learning for me.
So the bulk of, well, I should imagine all of our audience here is either a business owner or someone starting a business. And, just growing a business to 50 employees in the States, that would certainly be a multi-million dollar business. I'm assuming it is there. Give us, and I'm assuming that's a cool thing about entrepreneurship. And one of the things I love about it, there knows no boundaries, right? Capitalism is capitalism. I use you. The fact that you're a female in Pakistan, I think that's super cool. But I don't care. You did a better job than anyone else that I could find. That's all I care about. And I love that capitalism, that's how it works. So that said, tell us a little bit about, aside from just being a female in Pakistan, just growing a company over the last 13 years from zero to 50 employees, any feedback for our audience who are also trying to grow businesses on what works, what doesn't work?
Yeah. So the way I grew business, I'm a risk taker. And businesses don't grow without taking risks. That's the first thing. But I'm also a very entrepreneurial sort of a person. So I take small risks. I don't take big leaps, big jumps. And I don't play too safe. So I take risks. I take small risks.
So that's one of the things. Give me an example of what you would consider a small risk that you would take versus a big risk. And it can be made up, just so we as an audience get an idea. What a big risk that you would say that would be too much for me.
So I don't know. In my industry, I would say, for example. So right now I'm doing blockchain, right? So, so before jumping my guns over it and getting a team because blockchain is so much around the corner.
Okay, and just, so back you keep saying interesting stuff. So that I ask you one question, then I'm like, now I need another question. So first, I have no clue on God's green earth what blockchain is. So I'm guessing half the audience is kind of like me going, what are we talking about?
Bitcoins, you guys know Bitcoins, right?
Yep, Bitcoin, so, I understand.
Bitcoins, yeah. So the technology that built Bitcoins is called blockchain, okay? So blockchain is very, very, not just lucrative, it's very challenging, it's very new, it's very risky, but it's also, like I said, very lucrative, okay? So that's something that I've been reading about for the last 1 year. And before jumping, getting a team, taking 10 people, training them in blockchain, what I did is I took a small risk. I took a course and I went myself and did that course, found out what the market was like, found out what the openings were like for a development team or, working in blockchain, because that's what I do. I basically give you services. I don't do products. So I give services. So I was looking at what kind of market there is. When I saw there was a market, I came home, I hired, I trained, did not hire, you can't hire because you can't find. I trained two of my developers in blockchain.
Okay.
And then started taking up projects and then slowly and gradually we'll add to that. So that's what I mean by I did take the risk. I didn't say why should I, because blockchain is not just lucrative, but it's also, you don't know if it's out there, how long it's, it's like Bitcoin. You don't know how long Bitcoin is out there. Sure. It might just, blow up. It might just disappear. So there's a risk. So I took that risk, but I didn't go in on and made a team of 10. I started with one and then I'm going to add one more and then I'm going to. So that's what I mean when I say take small risks and then, but going up the ladder slowly.
So a small risk would be investing the time and money in yourself to better your education in terms of thing.
That's very important.
Big risk would have taken 20% of your team for this new thing and say, we're going this direction. Is that a fair?
Absolutely.
And where did you get the training? Was it Pakistan, Europe, the States? Where'd you go?
No, I came to San Francisco. Have you heard of Draper University, San Francisco?
Draper University?
Draper University in the Valley.
Okay.
It's in San Francisco. It's in San Mateo. So I came there for.
I have a
5-day
in San Mateo right now. Go ahead.
So it was a 5-day training program. I took it there. I was one of the only female from Pakistan program.
Wait, one of the only? So there were other females from Pakistan
no,
in that
no,
program?
No. I was the only female from Pakistan. But they were one of the few females that took the program. There were quite a few females, actually, a lot from China, actually. But I was the only from Pakistan. Not just female, I was the only person from Pakistan, actually. Male or female. That's
Let's
what
be honest.
That's what got me confused. As soon as I took that program and I updated my profile on LinkedIn, I started, I mean, even, you know, the day after the program, I started getting calls on LinkedIn, connections, and people wanted to talk to me. And ever since I've come back, I've signed up an MOU with, an organization, a Canada-based organization, to train people in Pakistan on blockchain technology. Plus, I've been invited to conferences to talk about it. So that's just the, you know, the side effect of it. The main thing is I learned something. I'm going to implement it on my team. I'm going to bring that home. And, you know, basically, we're going to start working on it very soon, inshallah. So
hold on one second, because I want to make sure Cleaning Nation does it. You said something very important and profound. I don't want them to miss. So Shamim is an entrepreneur for the last decade or more. Just kind of blew over, like, oh yeah, I got training. And I'm like, hold on, where did you get the training? San Francisco. Well, I've not flown direct from San Francisco to Pakistan, but that's not a $200 flight. That's a $1,000 or $2,000 flight, I'm guessing. That's not taking the afternoon off. That you said it was a 4 or 5 day course. So this is at least 7 days, probably. If I know Shamim, she probably stayed here a couple days and found some fun things to do before or after. So that's at least a week or two out of her business. I don't know what the course cost, but I am guessing it wasn't $197. I'm guessing it was expensive. No,
it was a $10,000 course.
Okay, so the point.
But being a female entrepreneur from Pakistan, I was given a huge discount.
Wow, that is one so generous. But even so, even with the discount, I'm guessing it was still a $10,000 investment in terms of I'm out of my business. That costs money. I've got San Francisco as great of a town as it is. I'm sure the hotels didn't say, oh, you're a female from Pakistan. Half you paid full price from that. Same with the airlines, same with the food. So it was easily a $10,000 plus investment, plus a week or two over time. And I just love that you get that. So many people are like $10,000 for a truck mount. This or
no,
some
that's,
sort of
that's piece. The risk. So see, that's as an entrepreneur, that's the risk that you must take. 13 years into the business, I feel that was important.
And,
okay.
And I love that you went back and you're training people in your business. So you're like, hey, I've got to do it first. And one of my favorite sayings that I've heard is when we talk training, go, what if I invest in my people and they don't stay, they quit? And I always respond, well, what if you don't invest with your people in your people and they stay, right? Then that's even a bigger risk.
Absolutely. No, that exactly. Those are risks that in businesses, as an entrepreneur, you have to take. I mean, nobody's going to stay with you forever. So, you know, if somebody's staying with you 5+ years, you're lucky. You're very lucky, especially in the tech industry. I mean, 3 years is the limit.
Tech industry, sister, we got janitors. We're happy if they stay 3 months. you're going crazy. 3 years, we'd be jumping up and down. That'd be fantastic. All right. So first of all, thank you for sharing that kind of step by step. Hey, I'm willing to take small risks and invest. And I like that you invested in yourself first, because you're like, hey, if I go make this investment and it's not right for the company, you still have probably some contacts that you met, this intellectual property and ability, this way to think. And I love that you were like, you know, I don't know what the Pakistan American dollar kind of ratio is, but you were willing to spend 10,000 nearly American dollars or over, depending on how you count it, to invest in your business, which is probably a ton of money in Pakistan. A lot of people probably would say, I don't have the money, I can't do it. And what they really mean is I'm afraid. And what they really mean is I'm not committed. And I love that you go, hey, if this is what it takes, if this is where our business is going,
absolutely,
I'm in. I'm all in. And I, well, not all in, but I'm starting with you said it was a small investment or small risk. I think to a lot of our listeners, that'd be a huge risk. Hey, spend $10,000 in this that could take your company to the next level.
It would have been a huge risk for me if it was 3 or 4 years into my business, you know, like 2 or 3 years, because it's been 13 years into the business. And it was a very measured risk for me. I knew where blockchain is going. And then I got this. So I got this huge, you know, the program, I got it for almost free, because being a Pakistani entrepreneur, they wanted to invite me to come. And I was so humbled. I was like, I'm going to spend this and go there, because I mean, they're making the effort to invest into Pakistani women, into women, especially women from Southeast Asia. I should make the effort to go in and learn. And that was and it was the right time, because I was already reading up on it. And I was already trying to find out, you know, whether or not this was the right time to start jumping into blockchain. So this came up and I was like, yeah, this is my call. Let's go.
So that's a perfect example. A lot of people would look at you and go, well, she's lucky. She got this, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 gift, whatever their portion was. Lucky, right? You know, she's a female. Yeah, real lucky to be a female entrepreneur in Pakistan. But I don't know that it was luck so much as she just said. I started mentally. I'm like, okay, it started with this training. No, it started 2 years ago or 3 years ago when she's probably reading general industry magazines to continue her education. And this blockchain technology kind of came onto her radar. She, with all of the knowledge that she'd invested, because again, you're like, oh, we 2 or 3 years ago, this would have been a big risk. But I promise you, when you started, you were still investing in yourself and your company, you know, probably
Absolutely.
First. Yeah. It was just
Absolutely.
Smaller money and it got bigger and bigger. So
yeah.
Everyone out there, don't go, oh, well, Shamim's, you know, she's got a 50-person company. She's been in business 10 years. She can invest in herself. I can't. No, she can invest in herself because she invested in herself before, and it may look different things. So I love that what it started with, you were in the know, right? You were in a group, in a magazine, in an association, wherever you were on top of, hey, this technology exists. And then you knew the landscape well enough to say, this technology, of all the other new things going on, this is something I'm going to put value on. And the first step then wasn't to fly to San Francisco, it was to spend an hour researching and studying. And then when this opportunity comes up that a lot of people say, luck, okay, sure. But it was really you knowing what it was and recognizing it and putting yourself in a position where you had visibility where they could even acknowledge you, right? How many people are there in Pakistan? They picked you out of the literal millions of people and said, come Absolutely. Get the scholarship. So I just love the whole people see the, oh, she's in San Francisco on this beautiful, not free trip, but heavily discounted training. That's amazing. She's lucky. But we got to rewind it 2 or 3 or 4 years of her going, I'm always learning. I'm constantly on top of this stuff.
So when I was in San Francisco, this wasn't the only conference I was attending. There was another one
after this
that I was attending that I paid for fully, because that was an important conference. There was in web development and front end development. And we had a lot of open source technologies like Shopify and all of those guys come there, and I wanted to basically learn about front-end development, because that's what we do very extensively, very intensely here at home. So I did that as well. So that was a paid internship. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that this was a free conference. The fact that this was a very good conference is why I keep bringing it up, because I think those 5 days was amazing. It was an eye-opener for me. The amount of work being done in blockchain, because if I hadn't come to this conference, I would have never started this movement in Pakistan. And right now, you know, we're training 100 girls in blockchain technology right here, signing an MOU with this Canada-based organization. I would have never done that had I not been to that, that conference. So it wasn't about just it being free. Yet. That was one of the, the lucrative thing about it, but it wasn't just about it, because I was going to San Francisco anyways for the other conference, and this came up and I said, okay, you know, this is God gifted.
It's just so many Shamim doing the right things in the right place. And I promise you, she's
not
done,
always.
Well, but that's
not
what I'm
always.
Saying. You've probably done 20 things that you started and invested in. And guess what? You didn't see a direct immediate response or return, but this is one of the ones that worked out great. And the problem is you don't know which is which. So you kind of have to take all of the opportunities and yeah, maybe you strike out 9 times out of 10. But if that one is the next big thing and you are the provider of this technology or developer of this technology in your region, how do you even put a price on that? So I just love that you just kind of get luckier and luckier. But you weren't lucky. You were already going to this. You already knew what the right show was. And then you added this on and you already were the technology. So it's just all these. I found the people that work their tail off get really lucky all the time. And the lazy people really unlucky.
I'm really just very hardworking. I'm not lucky. You know, you play something that calls for luck. I'm never going to win. I'm not lucky. I'm just the very hardworking one.
All right, I'm going to say one more thing on the training, then we'll move on to, we'll start talking about you guys and what that can look like, how Shamim and her company, this technology can help grow your cleaning company. But what that looks like in our industry, and there's two parts, one I'm going to be totally self-serving and one I'm not. I'm talking to people about live events, which are far less than $10,000, and we implement the entire clean profit method. It's not even a risky thing. It's this is how you run your business. You know, I get stuff like, I can't leave my business for 2 or 3 days. I can't this. Like, oh my gosh, it's in, you know, Phoenix or Arizona or Florida or whatever. That's a 2-hour plane ride. I can't do that. Shamim's like, 2 hours. I laid over in North Korea or South Korea for 2 hours.
There's one thing I learned throughout 13 years that I grew, because like, I don't know if I told you, I started as a one-man company, one-woman company.
I was going to say, who's that man?
That's how we do it. What I learned through these years is to delegate. It's very, very important to delegate. You know, I never used to do it for 5 years straight. I used to do everything myself. And then one day, what happened is I had an audit. We were getting this ISO 9001 certification, and this auditor came in and he started talking to me. Acha, you know, who does this? I do this. Who does that? I do that. Who looks after the accounts? I do. Who looks after this? I do.
Who cleans the toilet? I do that. Whatever it is.
Exactly. And he went, okay, so tell me this. What happens if you die? The company closed down, and I was so mad, and I looked at him like, are you crazy? And he was like, that's how it looks like. You don't delegate anything. You do everything yourself. Start delegating if you want this company to be an entity on its own. So it doesn't have to depend whether or not you are around, so that you can actually do other stuff, more creative stuff to grow the company. If you start delegating the everyday thing. Now, you were saying I took 10 days off. I didn't take 10 days off. I took over 5 weeks. So, yeah. Okay. So, I was in Seattle. I have family in Seattle. Then I came, I flew to San Francisco. Then I flew to Arizona and then back to Seattle.
You came to Arizona and didn't let me take you out to dinner? How dare you? Now I'm offended. Please tell me you at least were in Phoenix.
I was in Arizona for 4 days.
Oh, I met
a lot of people though.
But not me, clearly.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there.
My wife and I would have taken you out to dinner. You're killing me.
I was in Phoenix for just 1 day. And I was in Tucson for 3 days and Scottsdale for a day. And then I flew back. So the reason I could do that is because I did all this in the morning. I met customers. I did my conferences. I met people, you know, socialized. And then at night, a couple of hours, I would talk with my team, do their daily scrums, do their daily meetings, and then get some sleep. And I did 5 weeks. I came back. Nothing broke. But if I had done this 7 years ago, everything would have broken because I hadn't delegated anything. So delegation is very important.
And that's the systems I'm constantly beating on is, for me, you got to have systems. Once you have systems, then you can delegate to other people who aren't you because they've got a system to follow. So I couldn't agree more. I wanted to finish on the training thing because I had talked about the live event, which, I mean, good Lord. The live events that we put on where you put in the entire clean profit method in 3 days, if you can't invest a couple $100, a couple days, that's nutballs. But the non-self-serving version of that, Shamim's talking about two important training events that they have. I'm guessing in technology, if you go global, there's one a day that you could say, I could be here, probably multiple a day. The beautiful thing about our industry is there's certainly lots of smaller events, but we have the ISSA, which is our big association. They've got one big one a year. There's probably 3 or 4 you could go to. Goodness, if you're not willing to get on a plane to go to Dallas in October, and I will be there to see y'all, that's crazy. So again, it's when you can get a female in Pakistan come all the way for 5 weeks with 50 employees running themselves, and I don't know what the flight was. I bet you she was 20, 30 hours in transit. Maybe it was only 15 hours on a plane, but it was not
It was around 24 hours, the whole thing.
Yeah, that's 24. Yeah, when I go to Southeast Asia, depending on how it sorts out, it's a good 24 hours and you're in the air probably 15, 16 of that. So when we're complaining about, oh, I got to get on a 3-hour plane ride, I'm in Chicago, but you know, whatever, that is insane. So I just love that. And again, I found that it's so one of my favorite things is I've helped people in Canada, all over the world. I don't have any Pakistani clients, but it's always the same. The people that are willing to invest in, well, you're not a client, I'm your client. I'm giving you money. You don't give me money. But it's just always the same. The people that win, the people that succeed, they work hard and they invest in themselves and their company. And if it's expensive, both emotionally, mentally, I've got to do this, I got to get on a plane, uncomfortable. That's what they do.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. As with all our guest experts, there's just too much good stuff to cram into just one show. So tune in Thursday for the second half and conclusion of Shamim Rajani's special two-part episode. We'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.